For more info on this ministry, islandcommunitychurch.net is the website. YouTube channel is likewise Island Community Church. I encourage you, go to the website, read our statement of faith, read what we believe about Jesus Christ, because that's the go-to place to know if a church is legit, is what they believe and teach about the Son of God. Okay, here's part one of this message now, the demise of Satan. Okay, we good to go? The demise of Satan brought me extreme pleasure to write the title of that sermon on this sheet of paper. The demise of Satan. Amen to that? Finally, after all these years, I want to pray first before we go on. Lord, we exalt you in your house. Thank you for inviting us to your house. Thank you, as we learned last week, blessed are those who were called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We thank you for the invite. We respond favoratively and say, yes, Lord. We accept, we receive this invite. We pray as we go through today, Lord God, that indeed our names would be in the book of life. And I pray for us, I pray for those that are watching, I pray for those that are going to hear later, that if not, that people will respond to this last ditch effort to ensure our names are in this book. Move today, Almighty, in a mighty way. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Finally, after all these years, I mean, think about how long this dude has been around, this devil. Here's what God said about him. We can read way back in the Old Testament. This is what he said, speaking to the devil, but speaking to the devil through a man, because it's always that way. You know, when we read seven heads and ten horns, and when we understand that Satan deceiveth the whole world and that he deceives the nations, understand, you know, it's not Mr. Biden or Mr. Putin or anyone else. You got to peel back the layers on this onion. And then you'll see who the real enemy is. So when he prefaces this, he says, speak to the king of Tyre. He's not talking to the king. He's talking to this guy. This is what he said. You were the anointed cherub who covers. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of fiery stones. You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created until iniquity was found in you. By the abundance of your trading, you became filled with violence within and you sinned. Therefore, I cast you out as a profane thing out of the mountain of God, and I destroyed you, O covering cherub. Think about that. We've been reading about God's bodyguards here in this book. These four awesome bodyguards that surround the throne. Well, apparently this devil had a place similar to that. God called him the covering cherub. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I laid you before kings so that they might gaze at you. You defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities, by the iniquity of your trading. Therefore, I brought fire from your midst, and it devoured you. I turned you to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all who saw you. All who knew you among the people are astonished at you. You have become a horror, and you shall be no more forever. That's Ezekiel 28. 14 through 19. Now today, praise God, that day has come. This is the end of the line for that serpent of old. Now let's pick it up here in chapter 1187 of your Bibles. Please turn to chapter 1187. All right, Revelation chapter 20, that is. Cool, you know what? I got this Bible that's got every chapter in it labeled on here. How cool is that? So, do the math. 1,189 chapters in all the Bible. Let's turn to chapter 1187. Now here in chapter 20, we're going to see four events take place. We're going to see number one, Satan locked up. Number two, the saints rule with Christ for 1,000 years. Number three, Satan defeated. And number four, unbelievers judged and sentenced. I think of what the Lord Jesus said. He said, those who don't believe are condemned already. Man, you guys, I mean, talk about the sword of Damocles, Dwayne. I mean, it's hanging over our heads. All those who don't believe are condemned already, you see. But the time is coming, which we're going to see today, when it's going to be time for judgment. It's going to be time for sentence to be handed out. That's what we're about to look at here. Okay, Satan locked up. That's point number one. Verse one. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit, Greek word abusos. So an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the abusos, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of that dragon, that serpent of old, who was called Diablos and Satanas, and bound him for 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and he shut him up. Praise God, someone finally is going to shut up this devil after all these years. Locked him up in the bottomless pit, and it says he shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more until the 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. So finally, someone's going to shut up the devil. Now we read before that he deceives the whole world. Here it says he deceived the nations. Think about it. He deceived the nations. That is, he deceived the United States. He's deceived China. Look around, there's over 1 billion atheists and God haters in China. He's deceived India with another 1 billion idolaters who worship false gods. If you worship anything and anyone other than the man of the glory, you have been deceived by the deceiver of nations. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. If you believe or worship anything else, you have fallen prey to the deceiver of nations. He's deceived the entire Middle East. He's deceived the Jews, many of which hate Jesus. Israel crucified the Messiah. How's that for being deceived? The Apostle Paul said concerning the gospel, the Jews are enemies. But concerning election, meaning God's got his thumb on them since eternity past, concerning election, they are beloved. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable, meaning God's not going to change his mind because of sin. And aren't you grateful for that this morning? It's not based on what kind of day you're having. It's based on God chose you from before the foundations of the world. That's good news, that there's nothing you can do to affect that or change that. Israel crucified the Messiah. Israel had to endure having this happen to them. Acts 13:46, it says, then Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, it is necessary that the word of God should have been spoken to you, but since you reject it, now this is what happens by rejecting Christ. He says, since you reject it, and since you judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles. Well, naturally, because that's what rejecting it means. He says, You judge yourselves unworthy. The time is coming, we're going to read it today, when he is going to cast out the sentence on everyone. But the Apostle Paul, what he said today is the same what this old Paul says to you today. You judge yourselves unworthy by rejecting the man in the glory, Jesus Christ. So that's what the Bible means by deceiving the nations. We got a real keen understanding a few weeks back what it means when the Bible says seven heads and ten horns, what the devil is. That means he's in charge of all these nations out here. The Apostle Paul called him the God of this world. The Lord Jesus called him the ruler of this world. So those are our look at the nations. As for the deception itself, first and foremost, I would say the greatest deception of the nations would be evolution. That might be the worst evil of them all. To steal all of God's glory and deceiving the world to believe that all of this is just some kind of accident. The entire world's fallen for this deception, and this is the work of Satan. Now, here's a little truth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Again, it's simple. Remember, it's so simple a child can understand it. Believe God at his word. That's all you got to do is believe your Bible. People have died to make sure you could have this. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning was the word. That's anarche, anho logos. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Or this, Psalm 19:1. The heavens declare the accident of slime. The heavens declare the glory of God. Everything else is a lie. Everything else is a lie. I don't care who's taught you that. I don't care what seminary. I don't care. Well, even seminaries probably teach that. I don't care what school you learned it in, who the professor was, what grade school teacher told you. The heavens declare the glory of God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Everything else is the deceiver deceiving the nations. Take it to the bank. Believe God at his word. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. And still, God says, who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Now prepare yourself like a man, and I'll question you, and you shall answer me. He says, where were you when I laid the foundations of the world? Tell me if you've got understanding. Who are we to argue back against him? Again, let me help you. Believe God at his word. That's all that's required of you. Believe God at his word. If he said it, believe it. He's never been proven wrong. He never will. Take heed, as the Lord Jesus said, when they asked him, what will be the sign of your coming and at the end of the world, end of the age? He said, take heed that no man deceives you. Because the Bible tells us, and we know that it's true, that the devil has deceived the nations and he's deceived the whole world. Let me say, if you hold to evolution, I'm afraid for you. God bless you. I'm afraid for you. I mean, what's next for you? What other lie from Satan are you going to believe if you swallow that hook, line, and sinker? If you stick a thumb in God's eye when he says he created everything and you don't believe it because your fifth grade school teacher told you? Your fifth grade school teacher believes that. Because the devil is the one responsible for it. Now, that's what the Bible says. He's the deceiver of the nations. And look around in this country. Yeah. Need we even say more? Now, the second way he deceives the nation is, all right, so number one, if you guys were writing, number one was evolution. Number two is sin accepted as perfectly normal. That's how he deceives the nations. Sin accepted as perfectly normal. All right, now here's a multiple choice question for you guys. I got three possible answers. I'd like you guys to answer it. Who is qualified to determine what sin is? A is Nancy Pelosi. Why is anyone laughing? Now, old Nancy says that a baby isn't a baby until their birthing parent takes it, home from the hospital. You can hear it. She said it out of her own mouth. Now, that's option A, which, by the way, has some 80 million acceptances of that right here in this country. 80 million people in this country believe that. Well, you better open up your Bible, and then, by golly, you will understand it. There's 80 million people in this country believe a baby is not a baby until its mother takes it home from the hospital. That's option A. So don't laugh too hard. Option B, Joe Biden, or for that matter, any sitting president. It doesn't have to be him. It can be anybody. Anyone who legislates and normalizes sin. It doesn't matter who it is. I'm an independent. I'm not a Republican. I didn't vote for Donald Trump, and I'm not voting for this other fool either. I'm a goddess. I ran for president last time. I got 2 votes. My dear blessed mother and me. Because I'm going to follow the word of God and the word of God alone. This is where I stand. I encourage you guys to stand with me. Believe God at his word. Satan's number one weapon today is his quest to deceive the whole world. And it's currently here, the United States government and the school system, from kindergarten all the way up to PhD. He owns these groups. Option number C would be Almighty God. I encourage you to choose C. All right, Satan is bound for 1,000 years. Please take this number literally. There's no reason not to. I mean, good Lord, how many times does he have to say 1,000 years for you people to take it literal? Maybe you say, well, who doesn't take it literal? All right, Catholics, Presbyterians. The group is called, now remember, when we started this study in the book of Revelation, I told you there's 3 different possible ways to interpret the book of Revelation. One is called amillennialists. That is, they don't believe in the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ. Though the Bible's going to tell you some 9 times in this chapter, the 1,000 years means 1,000 years. And we looked at, before we got started, on why you should interpret the Bible literal if possible. Your first understanding should be literal. If not, he'll always give us an understanding of what the symbol means. We know who the dragon is. He's told us. We know who the lamb is. He's told us. We know who the beast is. He's told us. Okay. He's also going to say the 1,000 years. Now, anytime you see, what do they say it in English? The definite article. It's the word the, T-H-E. Anytime you see the word the definite article, that forces you to interpret something literal. You cannot spiritualize this word here. Apple does not secretly mean blueberry or watermelon. You don't have to buy my teaching tapes, which I don't have any, by the way, to understand what this means. I don't have some secret knowledge of it. Believe God at what he said. Believe the word. It's So number two, the saints rule with Christ for 1,000 years. That's verse 4. Believe this literal. Look at how many times he's going to say this word 1,000 years. And look at how he says the 1,000 years. All right, verse 4. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them. All right, let me stop for a minute. Let me read this other verse to you. Let me read something the Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 19, verse 28. This is what he said, speaking to the 12. Jesus said to them, "Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, you also will sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." Notice the perfect symmetry in the Bible. Everything comes together here. This is just like the Lord said it was going to be. He promised the 12 the time was going to come in when they were going to sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes. Okay, now, verse 4. I saw thrones, and they, that's who I'm assuming the they is, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them. And the souls of those who had been beheaded on account of the testimony of Jesus and on account of the word of God and those who had not worshiped the beast or his image and they did not receive the mark on their forehead or on their hand. And they came to life and they reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Okay, so now Spirit and new resurrected body come together here at this point. When you die, your spirit or your soul ascends up to heaven. Remember, the Bible says, absent from the body is present with the Lord. Revelation chapter 6, verse 9, it said, I saw under the altar the souls of those that were slain on account of the word of God. Here, there's going to be a union of the spirit and a new body. That's going to take place here. They came to life and reigned with Christ for the 1,000 years. So yes, people will come to Christ during this time. The Bible is explicit and clear. The dead in Christ do not rise until the last day. Remember Jesus' promise. He said, I will keep you out of the hour of trial that's going to come upon the whole world to test those that dwell on the earth. All right, so there's still believers kicking around. There are still believers kicking around during the tribulation. Verse 5, but the rest of the dead did not come to life until, look what it says. What's the next three words? The 1,000 years. You need help to misunderstand that. Believe him just at his word. Believe what it says. This is what I always say. I've said it a million times. Bible first and denomination second, at least. Don't believe something just because your denomination teaches it. Believe it because the Bible teaches it. Right? I mean, there's a sign out there that says Baptist. Because I believe, well, this is Baptist teaching that I'm giving you. But so many times people, no, it's Word of God teaching I'm giving it to you. Just so happens the Baptists fall in line with what the Word of God says. But that's what we teach, what the Word of God says. If a denomination parts company with that, then they do. But I don't.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
With a woman to look at culture from a Christian worldview, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. The word education comes from a Latin word, which means to lead out. Of what? Well, to lead out of ignorance, frankly. The ineffectiveness of much of our higher education to do that is right now on full display in the anti-Israeli protest on elite college campuses. Many of our so-called best and brightest, both faculty and students, support Hamas, a terrorist organization whose charter calls for the extermination of Jews. Pamphlets at these rallies tell students that freedom for power Palestine means death to America, and many students have embraced the sentiment without even thinking what that might mean for them personally. And they, of course, demonstrate their tolerance by telling Jewish students to go back to Poland. And what might be the ultimate example of how well our modern educational system's doing? Two Columbia students who joined a protest at NYU were asked what the school was doing that they were actually protesting. One said she didn't know. The other said she wished she were better educated. Well, the rest of us wish that too. I'm John Stone Street.
Home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
I found in him a friend so kind and true, and I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could ever do. No one